Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with Jim Salisbury of CSN Philadelphia. I'm always ready to say CSN Bay Area here. Nice to have you in beautiful San Francisco.
Thank you for having me, and it is beautiful, one of my favorite cities and favorite ballparks.
The Phillies got off to a great start this year, and of course everyone was looking at the pitching, and it was going well, and they got all the timely hitting, and then reality struck. So as we head into this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, give us a little, just a capsule of the Phillies of the last month or so.
The last month or so, you kind of hit it on the head. Pitching really excelled the first 6 weeks, kept them in a lot of games, and they won a ton of one-run games with either a big hit late or even a big defensive play late. Even a guy like Ryan Howard, who has struggled mightily in what looks like his last year with the Phillies, hit three game-winning home runs, a couple in one in extra innings and two in 1-0 victories. Those close games have evaporated and gone away, and they're not staying in games, mostly because they're pitching, and they're off. Offense has been suspect, really the worst in the National League all season. Last 4 or 5 weeks, very difficult. They've only won 7 times in their last 33 games, including, the other day in Minnesota, they finally salvaged one. They had a really good offensive series in Minnesota, but they didn't face much pitching. I think coming here to San Francisco and facing this pitching is going to be very difficult on the Phillies.
Well, it sure is. Saturday we've got Madison Bumgarner, and then on Sunday it's Johnny Cueto. Jim Salisbury with us of CSN Philadelphia. Someone texted me a question. They said, what is up with Ryan Howard? Can you sum up in maybe a few words what happened to Ryan Howard and where the career went? I texted back, sliders.
Well, a lot of things. He was on a Hall of Fame track, in my opinion, for probably 7 years. And he's had a tremendous career. And he is an iconic Philadelphia Philly. There's no question about it. That great run they had, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, the best shortstop, second baseman, and first baseman in franchise history. From 2011 to 2007 to 2011, 5 division titles, 2 National League pennants, and a World Series championship. And Ryan Howard was a big part of it, a huge part of it. He brought that whole lineup together with his power and his clutch hitting. He sold a lot of tickets, and he made Citizens Bank Park really just an electric place to be, much like this place is here in San Francisco. Age caught up with him. He had a devastating injury on his last swing of the 2011 season. Has never been the same. He's 36 now. People, I think, look at the big contract, $125 million contract, and they say, where's the production? It came early in the career, and he just got hurt. Father Time caught up with him. Things like bat speed, pitch recognition have really disappeared, and he's lost his legs. He had that devastating Achilles injury. He's had some knee problems. And when you lose your legs, any athlete, I think, will tell you, you're just not the same. It affects your balance. It affects your power. And it's affected him. He's gone from a regular to a platoon player, not really a bench player, as they're playing Tommy Joseph more, the former Giants prospect at first base. So it's a little sad to see, but fans do give him a hard time in Philly at times, but I think a lot of fans recognize that he had a great career and he's been a great Philly.
Well, great answer. Jim Salisbury with us of CSN Philadelphia. I was thinking of the Philadelphia fans, as you just alluded to, and you go back to the 40s, they used to buy tickets and hang over the grandstand and yell at people. And Connie Mack used to take them on the road from time to time, the great Peter Dellis. I always remember that name. But how are the Philadelphia fans treating this team?
I think with a good bit of patience. I think a lot of fans realize they had a good run, and sometimes you need to recycle a little bit. They really tried to keep that window open with Utley and Rollins and Howard, and trying to kind of patch around the edges. Then, Lee came in, Halliday came in, Howard got hurt. Those two aforementioned pitchers got hurt. And, they tried to squeeze out one more championship out of that great core, and they just couldn't do it. And for that reason, I think, some of the trades they made took a toll on the farm system. They didn't draft well, and they really bottomed out last season with 99 losses, and the manifestation of that was the first pick in the draft 2 weeks ago. So they are in the second year of a rebuild, a much needed rebuild, and I think they're going to be patient, and I think the smart fans are going to be patient along with them. There's always going to be those that are impatient, saying, why aren't you patching around the edges, throwing a lot of money at that one free agent? But let me tell you, one big ticket item is not going to make a big difference on this team. That's how threadbare things are. They really need to rebuild this thing and bring, be patient with some of the pitching they have coming in the minors. They got a couple pieces that are already here, but they need a lot more to come.
All right, let's talk about the fans here in San Francisco, and who should we look at this weekend? And, of course, we'll talk about the pitching in just a second, but on the field, the players that you see on the field, there's some names that I see in the box score, but who should the fans look at?
Well, I think maybe first and foremost, Tommy Joseph, the young man who the Phillies got in the Hunter Pence trade. He's a remarkable story. He had a lot of issues with concussions, one of which he suffered as a Giants farmhand, suffered three more with the Phillies, had to give up catching, moved to first base. They actually took him off the 40-man roster in October. He was eligible for the Rule 5 draft. Nobody took him in December. He's told me he thought maybe the Phillies might release him last fall. They brought him back to camp, moved him to first base, and he has done nothing but hit in spring training, the month of April in AAA, and then the month of May in the big leagues. He's tapered off a little bit now, but I think the Giants fans will be interested to see him. Michael Franco has had an up and down season, but a real big talent at third base. Odubel Herrera is a good talent in center field, kind of an exciting player. And then in the series finale, you will see a really good young pitcher who I think they're kind of at least building the pitching side of their rebuild around, and that's Aaron Nola.
All right, good look at the Phillies. Pete Maccannon seems like he's well received there. He's certainly a veteran interim manager. He had so many successes as an interim. He got this job. How's he doing?
He's at times, I think, a little frustrated. They've lost a lot lately, but you know, I think one of the reasons they elevated him from interim to full time status is he has a long history in player development, and obviously this is a rebuild. They're developing players. Very positive, upbeat guy, nurturing guy, good teacher, and I think he's a good fit for this team. So even though I think he gets down at times because they're losing, who wouldn't? You know, you don't want somebody to be happy when they lose. He is a good fit for this team. He meshes well in the clubhouse. I think the team believes in him, and I think there's a trust going both ways. I think the players think that Pete knows what he's doing, and I think he believes in some of these young guys. You know, he's benched a guy here and there. He's a good, upbeat guy, but he can get tough with you when he needs to.
Right. When Larry Boa did it to Jimmy Rollins, it was almost an international incident when he did that, so I know how it works. Jim Salisbury with us. Great to have him, CSN Philadelphia. All right, Saturday, it is going to be Jeremy Hellickson. Now, we remember him from Arizona. He came over from Tampa Bay. Looks like he's got some fairly decent numbers.
I think he's had an up-and-down season. He'll have a great start, then he'll have a tough start. With him, he's kind of a guy who likes to change speeds. He has to change speeds. He has to keep the ball down. Brought in. They brought him and Charlie Morton in to kind of be veteran stabilizers in the rotation. Charlie Morton got hurt, really bad hamstring injury, tore it right off the bone early in the season. Hellickson, this is his free agent year. I still think there's a chance, he could be maybe traded around the deadline, kind of a veteran pickup to help stabilize a contending team, maybe at the back end of their rotation. I'm sure you've seen him before, and he'll pitch here. He's fun to watch pitch when he's on, in that he's got a good changeup, he keeps the ball down, and he changes speeds.
Yeah, but if he doesn't, watch out. Yeah. And that's what I remember about him. Jim Salisbury with us. Okay, Jim, Sunday, it is young Aaron Nola, who, believe me, started off so well. Last few games, the numbers are just shocking to see how he's gotten knocked around. Yeah. What's up with him?
Wow. He just turned 23 about 2 weeks ago, and he's like 23 going on 33. That's how smart and mature this kid is. His first 25 starts, he's been in the big leagues now, it came up last July. His first 23 starts, he had like a 3 and change ERA, 3.3 I think it was. Did a great job keeping team in the game every night. Not an overpowering guy, but he can throw 92, 93. Terrific sinker. Terrific curveball in that, he'll start on the outer third and break off the plate. It's kind of a lateral breaking curveball, but it's sharp and it's tough on hitters. The last three starts, he's pitched three and a third, three and three innings. So 9 1/3 innings in his last three. It's absolutely bewildering to see a guy who was so good for 25 starts struggle so much, get hit around, he's given up a ton of runs. And what has happened to him is because he doesn't have that overpowering stuff and relies so much on location and is so good at hitting his spots, that's kind of abandoned him. His command has abandoned him in the last three outings. He's thrown a bunch of balls over the plate, and he's gotten hit hard. Every young pitcher goes through it. I think because he is so mature and was so good, people forget he's only 23. So I actually think this could be a learning experience for him. Very, very interested to see how he responds Sunday, coming off three poor outings. They've gone to work on the video. They've worked on some mechanical things in the bullpen. He doesn't think he's staying on top of the ball. He thinks he's rushing his delivery. So this is a little bit of a test for him to see if he can make adjustments and come out here and pitch well in a tough environment against a tough ball club.
Well, it's not LSU, I'll tell you that.
No, it is not. And that's a great baseball atmosphere down there. But it's funny, you know, the louder the atmosphere, you know, he goes into New York City, he goes into Washington, places with good teams, and you know, hostile environments in some ways. He pitches good. He pitches very well on the road. So we're going to see what happens here.
All right, Jim, great to have you on. As always, nice to see you. You look good on TV. And Alex Pavlovich always says you bring him a nice sandwich when he's in Philadelphia. So we're happy to have you on.
Well, in Philadelphia, we have the best sandwiches in the country, and I always try to take care of the scribes.
All right, very good. All right, that's Jim Salisbury. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.